At 5 o'clock one early March morning, a contingent of police, Australian Border Force officers and Serco guards arrived at the home of a Queensland couple named Narasalingam and Priya. The couple and their two daughters, 9-month-old Darunika and 2-year-old Kapiga, both born in Australia, were ordered to leave. The Tamil Refugee Council says the family was given just 10 minutes to gather its belongings from the home in Bilawila in central Queensland. The council says the four were taken to a nearby airport and flown to Melbourne and are now being held in a locked unit. And the council says they're not coping well with the conditions. Tamil Refugee Council spokesman Aaron Malvaganam says the family had left Sri Lanka to escape a horrible situation.
A number of reports in the recent times have highlighted the ongoing human rights abuses taking place in Sri Lanka. Successive Sri Lankan governments have lied about their human rights record, and they continued on abusing the rights of Tamils. Sri Lanka is in a state of fear for Tamils and other minority groups on the island. It's not a safe place.
The family had lived in Bilawila for 4 years. Narasalingam and Priya had arrived separately by boat before meeting and marrying in Australia. The federal government says the family's asylum status had been under investigation for many years and was ultimately found not to meet Australia's protection obligations. The Department of Home Affairs says in a statement, foreign nationals who do not hold a valid visa and who've exhausted all outstanding avenues to remain in Australia are expected to depart voluntarily to their country of citizenship. It says those unwilling to depart voluntarily will be subject to detention and removal from Australia. The department maintains the family's removal from its home was handled in a safe and orderly way. The Tamil Refugee Council maintains the two children travelled in the same van as their mother, but were not allowed to sit with her. The parents claim they were also pressured into signing documents agreeing to what was termed their voluntary removal. Mr. Malvaganam says they were misled over their visa status.
Family has not exhausted all the options. They were misled to believe that they will be getting their extension for the bridging visa by immigration case managers, and that's why, you know, although they knew their visa was to expire on 4th of March, they waited, which is the case with many asylum seekers. They, you know, when their visa expires, the immigration renews it after the expiry date, and they thought that that was the case in their situation as well.
Refugee Advice and Casework Service Senior Solicitor Simon Brook says the asylum process is inherently complicated and unfair.
It's possible that this family has been through an unfair process and not been able to present their claims properly. The government cut funding for people seeking asylum to present their applications back in 2014. And that means that people are going through this process unrepresented, without the expert legal advice that they require to get through a complex process.
Family friend Angela Fredericks has started a petition on change.org to return what she describes as a beautiful, gentle family back to Bilawila. She says the family is very much wanted and welcome in the community, and she's pleaded with Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton not to force the four back to Sri Lanka.
They will be returning to nothing. All their family are either dead, killed, or else they've left as refugees and are in other countries. So we're returning them to nothing when here in Australia they have jobs, they have friends, they've got support, they're welcomed here. Why would we send them back?
Andrea Niehoff, SBS News.